Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our King, our Savior, our Confidant, our Friend, our Daddy God, we come to you this morning, oh so humble Lord, just giving you praise, worshiping you, adoring you, lifting you up, extolling your name, Lord. For you are God of all. You are great and mighty, and we thank you. We thank you so much, Lord, for waking us up this morning in our right minds with full activity in our limbs, oh God. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us. Help us to be the women, men and women of God that you have called us to be. We thank you for this call, oh God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the D.H. De Leon family, the reason why we are all here together. Now, Lord, will you please continue to bless them individually and collectively in the name of Jesus. Will you continue to guide them, take them by the hand and guide them, Lord, and lead them along the path that you would have already set for them. Lord, we thank you for our speaker who will bring a fresh word this morning that we can feast on, Lord, and then share with others. Lord, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus because none of his little cohorts have any place on this phone, on this call, because it's saturated by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us, Lord. Oh, God, we just continue to bless them in a special way. You know all about it. And you told us to cast our cares on you because you care for us. And we give you praise, O God, and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Now go out and have a blessed day because remember, too much is given, much is required. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Minister Willa, good morning, and thank you so much for that greeting this morning, starting our day with that powerful prayer. My name is Minister Wanda Walker, and I reside in Chicago, Illinois. Now, I'm getting ready to tell you how we got together. How we are connected. What a blessing it has been. It all started in October 2010 by two phenomenal women of God who answered the call, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. God is so, so good. And they have a scripture that they stand on. And that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we also have a website, and that is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speaker. And hallelujah, God is so good. The theme for this year is God is bringing our talents and our dreams by faith. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we are connected through a phenomenal company, which is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. Now we are Artist Life, and we have great products to help the world become healthy. We also have the new morning motivational calls held on Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617. Again, 712-770-4005. Pin 294-617 pound. And today is Tuesday, and it's Presidential Tuesday, so I'm sure you would want to get on the call right after this. Now, if you have, excuse me. Now, hallelujah, we are on our way to the Artists United Conference. It's going to be held September the 22nd to the 24th. I know you want to meet me there. We also, it's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. I know you want to hear a word from the Lord, because I want to hear a word from the Lord. And so I'm going to get out of the way and allow Minister Tiffany Lauderdale to come forth. She resides in California, Los Angeles, California. She has a son named Kaylon. Her son, she has one son. His name is Kaylon. And Tiffany is the reason why I am with this group, on this team. She is a phenomenal woman. She loved the Lord, and she loved God's people. With no further ado, I'm going to bring on the woman of God for the hour, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Wanda?
I hear you loud and clear.
Well, good morning. I'm not Tiffany Lauderdale. I am Minister Brenda Terrell, but Tiffany was unable to get on this morning, but I'll be more than happy to share a word with the body of Christ this morning. I so thank and appreciate you for being the blessing that you are. You are just loving. I love your niche in the body of Christ, where you help people laugh, and I tell you, laughter is like a medicine. I thank Minister Willa for seating and greeting everyone, for being the blessing that she is, Miss Hospitality herself. I love and appreciate you, women of God, and I thank God for allowing me to serve with you and for meeting you and putting me in your path, as well as yours and mine. And I want to take this time to thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton for allowing me to share with this platform, with the people of God, if you will, because I'm telling you, it's nothing like waking up in the morning and getting a fresh word from the Lord. And believe you me, he's given all of us a fresh word from him this morning. Let me pray. Father, I thank you that you are taking this vessel to use to your glory. And Father, it's not about Brenda. It's not about any of us. It's about you getting the glory and getting the praise, getting the honor. And we thank you, Father, that you have set in our hearts and our minds the spirit word of truth, that we can share the truth. And we know that the truth will make us free. We glorify you for this in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I want to say God bless each and every one of you for joining us this morning. And I'm telling you, it's such a joy to share a word from the Lord. And if you will, I just want to take a few moments to talk about a healthy mind. A healthy mind. You know, when we here lately, when I've been talking about things, God's been showing me about the power in each and every one of them. Last time I spoke about humility and the power of being humble. This morning, I want to talk to you about having a healthy mind. And guess what? It's the power with our thinking. We have power in our thinking. And I know all of us can remember the word of God, where it tells us that now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us. According to the power that works in us. So there's power in our thinking. Now, we as God's children should acknowledge that power with our thoughts, because if bad thoughts start coming through our minds, we want to get rid of it immediately. We want to say, oh, no, no, we're not accepting that. If it comes to sickness, if it comes to anything that comes against the word of God, no, I'm not allowing that in my thinking. So whether or not we are aware of it, a war is always raging around us, and the battle is always within our minds. And the enemy's number one target is always our thoughts, because that's where creativity starts. It's in our thinking. And simply when the enemy plants a negative, discouraging thought in our brains that doesn't mean anything, it doesn't nurture anything, help anything grow. And if it does, it's going to help something that's not positive, that's not a blessing, if you will, to grow. So we want to be a blessing wherever we go. So our thoughts even affect our emotions, our attitudes, and of course, our actions. You know, Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks, so is he. So our question should be, what are we thinking? Are we thinking good thoughts? Are we thinking that we are healed rather than sick? Are we thinking that we are a new creature in Christ Jesus rather than, I was such a bad person? I did this and I did that. Get those thoughts out of your mind. Jesus has already covered it with the blood of Jesus. And then he said he threw it out into the sea of forgetfulness. So all these thoughts that the enemy tries to place in our minds, we got to say the blood of Jesus is against you. A holistic physician mentioned that our attitudes, which stem from our negative thinking, affect our natural bodies, you know, as well. Wow. Now, that's interesting, because if you think about it, anger, what can anger affect? Believe it or not, anger can affect our liver. Fear. You think on fear. Fear affects the stomach. And you know what? And when I read that, I'm going, fear affects the stomach? How can that be? Well, you know, I'm when it comes to medical technology, I'm way in left field, but I can attest to this. Even as a child, I used to live in fear. I used to be afraid of the dark. I used to be afraid of monsters, if you will. Oh, I used to have treacherous nightmares and what have you. And God was protecting me from those fears even back then, and I didn't realize it. I did not realize it. So when I think about it, I used to have pains in my stomach, and it's just unreal and unbelievable, but fear affects the stomach. And look at depression. Depression gives you lack of energy. That's a thought. Have we ever felt like we were depressed, like we couldn't do something? Well, depression lacks our energy. It interrupts our energy. And then rebellion. Rebellion affects the neck and reproduction system. That's just to name a few. Those are some things to think about. So our thought pattern should be that whatever a man thinks, so is he. We should think of the good things of the Lord. The Lord told us that we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And if the thoughts affect our emotions, we will see exactly the way we think. We'll know that our thought patterns is affecting our whole being. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," said the Lord. Then God went on to emphasize in verse 9, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So God really knows that we can go into some wild ways of thinking. He knows that our thought patterns can shift from one thing to another. And it happens. It happens in our lifetime. We can all acknowledge that we all have come short to the glory of God. But yet, when we start meditating on his word day and night, he said, then we will be like trees planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in its season. So believe it or not, when we're meditating, that's bringing forth great fruit in our season. Why did God emphasize on this matter? He knew that our minds needed to be renewed. So this is what he did. He said, I'm going to give you the mind of Christ. Oh, praise God. Isn't that wonderful that God has said, when you acknowledge me, I will give you the mind of Christ. So we must take responsibility for our minds, which lead to our actions. And as long as we keep making excuses, such as blaming the family tree, our environment, our past relationships, and all other circumstances, we won't truly be free. We want to be free mentally, physically, and spiritually. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Bondage starts in the mind. You know, our artist products are wonderful products for the body, and they aid in the restoration of the cells, and yet we have to realize that our thoughts play a vital part of our health issues, and we must face the reality that God told us to cast our every care upon him. It's that simple. Cast our every care upon him. Now, when I mentioned about the artist products, this is what came to my mind. We will reach some people with them, and some people we won't. There are times when, even in my own family, and I tell them, oh, these products will do this. These products will do this. But my doctor says, see, their thinking is about simply what their doctor says. They don't want to hear anything about the natural products. So we got to just pray over and say, okay, back up, pray over them, and say, Lord, give them the insight. Because their thinking is not where our thinking is. Let's take a private emotional thought pattern test. How often during the day do we allow situations to irritate us? That's a thought. And when our schedules are shifted, do we roll with the punches or do we react with panic attacks? And in all our ways, do we really acknowledge God by asking for his direction or do we jump into our agenda in our own way? I'm sure we're all guilty of these moments sometimes when our thought patterns get and go into a different mode. Yet, when the outcome isn't what we anticipated, where do our thoughts lead us? And so we should sum it all up. Oh, well, we're going to move forward. I'm going to give this to the Lord, and I'm going to thank him in advance for what he's doing with it, and we're moving forward. Because a lot of times attacks will come to us, and it's really for our benefit to see where we are without thinking. you know, y'all know I love that Shulamite woman. That Shulamite woman who God blessed with a son she didn't ask for, but yet was grateful for him, had her son die on her knees. And then the Bible said she laid him on the bed of the man of God, Elisha, and shut the door. Never a panic attack, nor did she throw a fit. She didn't even share the situation with her husband, but she asked her husband to get a donkey ready so she can go see the man of God. And he asked her why. Neither new moon or Sabbath. And what was her response? It is well. Oh, her thinking is powerful. That's powerful thinking. It is well. My Lord, she never spoke to anyone about the situation. So when Elijah saw her coming, he sent Gehazi out to ask, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? What was her response? It is well. That is powerful thinking. That is nurtured thinking. She fell at Elijah's feet. Not with a negative derogative. She just said, I told you, man of God, don't promise me something, and you can't keep the promise. And what Gehazi went and saw the child and said, the child is not awake. He never spoke that the child was dead. He said he did not awake. And so the thought pattern in all these people was that they know God is able. So the Bible said, but not one of them spoke that he was dead. God honored the Shulamite faith by restoring her son back to life. So what are we speaking in our lives today, people of God? What are we thinking? Have you noticed that our culture is quick to call our children bad? And have you discovered that all the negative thoughts that come across our social media and our TVs and even in our programs? When I discovered the power of the tongue, I found myself correcting the parents of children that I didn't even know. When they said, oh, that you're so bad, I said, oh, no, you don't want to speak that over your child. You don't want to say that. And that's what we should encourage one another. Tell them, oh, you might be mischievous, but that's okay. God's got you. It is well. We got to say it with our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. In Jesus' name, it is well. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, that it was also in Christ Jesus. So when he said, let this mind be in you, we got to allow the Spirit of God, we got to allow the Word of God to saturate in our minds. We got to realize that he literally means what he says. And we can go to church every Sunday, every Wednesday to Bible study, but if we don't take this thing in our spirit, man, and come to realize that God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, that's a powerful mind thought that he wants us to saturate our thoughts on. He wants us to come to realize that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. To a large extent, we can control our own destinies. When we think mediocre, we're destined to live an average life. But when we align our thinking with God's thoughts by dwelling on his word, when we dwell on thoughts of his victory and favor, we will be propelled toward greatness with God's supernatural blessings. So whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think, I say, my brothers and my sisters, think on these things. It's healthy thinking. It's creating a healthy mind. This is how God thinks. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Our thoughts will tell us that we are great in God. We are the children of God. We are the heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So, therefore, our thinking is powerful. When I think that my children are well in the body of Christ, I know that it is done in Jesus' name. When I think that my community is safe wherever I go, I'm thinking it and I'm believing it in Jesus' name. I hope you are encouraged along with me that our minds are filled with the meditation of God's true, noble, reputable, compelling, and gracious word of God. We're not thinking the worst, but the beautiful, not the ugly, but we're praising him. And because we are blessed people of God, I hope you got a thought from this word. Let's continue with our healthy thinking. Back to you, Minister Wanda. Are you there, Minister Wanda?
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry, my sister. I was on mute. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that profound word. And shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, we love you, we adore you, and we extol you. We thank you so much for speaking through your servant, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we want to have healthy thinking. We want to say what we want. We want to believe you're going to do it. We want to think that we can. When the enemy said we can't, we can do all things. We want to think that we can make it. And know that we can make it because of you. Thank you so much for speaking through her, Father God. I ask that you will put back in her what she has given back in the name of Jesus and bless her in such a special way on today. I also lift up the founders, Lord, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Lord, they are so precious to not just me, but others, Lord. We asking that you will continue to smile on them and grant them the desires of their heart. Lord, we lift up the Artist Life family, Lord. We are a family that you have connected together through Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord, and the Artist Life family. Thank you so much, Father God, for connecting us, Lord, bringing us together in love and unity. And Father God, I lift up those that are sick, Lord. We ask that you will cover those that are ill in the blood. Touch them in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And the bereaved families, Father, comfort them as they go through. Strengthen them. Let the peace of God be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. And every person under the sound of my voice, Father God, I pray that you will bless them in a very special way in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I know you want to hear the playback because you want, if your goal is to be, the coordinator, that's where I'm headed, then I believe I'm going to think I'm going to be it, and I am going to be it. I'm going to do the work. Okay, the playback number is 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677, pound. Again, 712-432-1085. Now, don't forget about our conference that's coming up September the 22nd to the 24th in Las Vegas. Artists uniting. United we stand together. Now, the new motivational call is next, and that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617, pound. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. And Minister Brenda, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you please close us with a benediction?
Yes, I will. And thank you both, Minister Willa and Minister Wanda, for such a blessing for being the blessing that you guys are. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have given us the opportunity to think great things, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Lord, that we're thinking the thoughts of your word and saturating in your word, that we will meditate and come to realize that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are true believers, we are true warriors, and we are destined for greatness because we have the minds of Christ. We love and appreciate you, God. Bless us as we go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I love you all. Have a wonderful day.
Love you too. Bye-bye.